Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
It is so lovely to be standing here, not able to see everybody behind people because there's a number of us gathered. A very warm welcome to each and every one of you. I know there are some of you that may not have ever been here before, and a very special, special greeting to you. I also look out among the crowd and know that there are some who have been traveling and are back, or for various reasons haven't been here for a while. And I suspect that's probably the same with the Zoom folks as well. So again, a warm welcome one and all to this service that is in our calendar. It is the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. But of course, it is a baptismal service. It's a service of great joy and celebration as we welcome Eva and Dawn into our church and into our church family this morning. And it is also a time of great reverence when we consider all of those, probably for some of you here, where your own parents and grandparents might have been baptized here and then confirmed here over the years. So we sort of welcome in all of the energy of those before us and those of us here today as we recognize with reverence what it means to celebrate baptism with people joining us. You will find all of our services in front of you on the screens. You will also find reference to page numbers, and the page numbers are from the Book of Alternative Services, which is the green book that is in front of you. When we are singing, our hymns are also all printed on the screens, but there are references to the page numbers of the hymns, which come from our common praise or the blue book in front of you. So please fully join as much as you are possible as we worship together using the screens or the books or both. I do not glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Our opening hymn this morning is hymn number 416, which is All Things Bright and Beautiful.
All creatures praise and extol.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. As we remain standing together, I invite us to pray together our collect for today. Let us pray. Almighty God, you call your church to witness that in Christ we are reconciled to you. Help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may turn to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite us to sit together now as we hear God's word.
A reading from Proverbs. Wisdom cries out in the street. In the square, she raises her voice. At the busiest corner, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one heeded. And because you have ignored all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes you, when panic strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel, and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way, and be sated with their own devices. For waywardness kills the simple, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But those who listen to me will be secure, and will live at ease, without dread of disaster.
And now we'll read Psalm 19, alternatively, by the half verse. The heavens declare the glory of God,
and the firmament shows his handiwork.
One day tells its tale to another,
and one night imparts knowledge to another.
Although they have no words or language,
and their voices are not heard.
Their sound has gone out into all lands,
and their message.
In the deep has he set a pavilion for the sun.
He brings forward the bride and groom as a changer. It rejoices like a champion in its course.
It goes forth from the uttermost edge of the heavens and runs about to the end of it again.
Nothing is hidden from its burning heat.
The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart.
The commandment of the Lord is clear, and gives life to the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever.
The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, much more than fine gold.
Sweeter far than honey.
By them also is your servant enlightened. Who can tell how often he offends? Above all, keep your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not get dominion over me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight,
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
And we'll pray together. Gracious Creator of heaven and earth, your word has come among us as the true Son of righteousness, and the good news of his birth has gone out to the ends of the world. Open our eyes to the light of your law, that we may be purified from sin and serve you without reproach, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our light and our life.
Our second reading this morning is from the letter of James. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, if you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with the bridle. But if we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. The word of the Lord.
Our gradual hymn this morning, which accompanies our gospel, is hymn 450, which is "You Call Us, Lord, to Be." We will sing the first two verses before the gospel and the third and fourth verse following.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and to be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He said all this quite openly, but Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Holy and loving God, help us to proclaim the good news of your love so that all who hear it may turn to you. Amen. Well, good morning and a happy Sunday to all of you, those that are here in person this morning and those also joining us online. It's wonderful. I'm so happy to be back here with this church family this morning. And this morning we're celebrating so many things. We're celebrating creation. We're celebrating the harvest season. We celebrate each other. And especially this morning, we're going to be celebrating the growth of our church family. Later in the service, we will be witnessing and participating in the welcoming into the family of God, in other words, the baptism of two persons, Dawn and Eva. It's a day of joy here at St. James and in the kingdom of heaven. So today's readings are all wonderful and full of wisdom and beauty. But as I kept going over the readings, thinking about what I was going to preach this Sunday, there was one phrase that kept literally jumping out at me. And that phrase from the gospel was, "Who do you say I am?" It seemed to me to be a particularly appropriate question to be asked at a baptism. Wouldn't you agree? Who will Eva say Jesus is when she starts talking, that is? Who does Dawn say Jesus is? Who does each one of us say Jesus is? I want you to let that question kind of sit in the back of your mind for the next few minutes and simmer a little bit while we take a closer look at the gospel. Because if you remember, Jesus didn't start with that question, did he? No, he started with a much easier question. He asked the disciples who the people said that he was. Well, it's certainly easier to report and repeat the words of others than try and come up with your own on the spot. And the disciples did just that. "Oh, some say that you are Elijah, or some say you're John the Baptist, or one of the prophets." And all of those are correct and gold star answers, certainly. And then Jesus asks them, "So, what do you say? Who do you say that I am?" The mental picture I kind of have at this point is that of the disciples kind of shuffling uneasily, trying to avoid Jesus' eye, kind of like at a meeting when someone says, "So who would like to start us off with a prayer?" And everyone looks at their hands. And then Peter, bless him, jumps in with the right answer. "You are the Messiah," he tells Jesus. Well, as it turns out, he used the right word. But Peter's definition of the Messiah was not Jesus' definition of the Messiah. You see, that's the hook, if you will, in that question. Who we say Jesus is really does depend on where we are in our lives and who we are. I mean, think about that. What or who you think Jesus is, hasn't that changed for you over your lifetime? Is your faith today, this morning, right here, right now, is your faith the same as it was when you were a child, or a teenager, or a younger adult? Or has your faith changed as your own life has moved forward and changed? During the baptism in a little while, this whole church family will be renewing our own baptismal vows as part of the service. And those are the same vows that every Sunday at both services, whether you're here in person or you're online, every single one of us recommit to those vows in the words of the Apostles or the Nicene, depending on which one, Creed. I ask you, do you pay attention to those words as you say them? Do you say or pray them with intent? Or are they so familiar that they just, well, kind of roll off of your tongue? Who do you say I am? Who will we tell and show Eva who Jesus is? Who will Dawn grow into knowing who Jesus is? Will we be able to share with the other children and persons in our lives who Jesus is? Will we be able to look up at these wonderful stained glass windows around us and understand and show the stories of Jesus that are there? Sneaky aside question, how many of us can actually say we recognize the stories in each of those windows? Because that is, you know, how we can start with pictures, with reading and hearing stories, and with our actions. There's a famous phrase attributed to Saint Francis of Assisi that says, we are to preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, to use words. Which reminds me of a story I came across. A driver in traffic was being tailgated by another, obviously very stressed out driver on a busy street. Suddenly the light turned yellow and the first driver did the right thing. That driver stopped at the crosswalk, even though they could have beaten that light and gotten through the intersection and the person behind them. The tailgating driver was furious. Nobody's ever experienced that, have they? That tailgating driver was furious, honking and gesturing, can we just imagine what, and screaming in frustration at the missed light. In mid-rant, there was a tap on the car window, and there stood a very serious police officer who ordered that impatient and angry driver to exit the car. The irate driver was then taken to the police station where they were searched, fingerprinted, and photographed, and placed in a holding cell. After a few hours, the impatient driver was released, and the arresting officer apologized for the mix-up, saying, I am so very sorry about this mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn and flipping off the person in front of you and cursing a blue streak. I noticed the "What Would Jesus Do?" bumper sticker and the "Follow Me to Sunday School" bumper sticker and the chrome-plated Christian fish emblem on the trunk. Well, naturally, I assumed you had stolen the car. Who do you say I am? What do our words and actions tell people about the good news of the love of God? I know for myself that I certainly try to model my faith in action every day. But believe it or not, I'm a shy person, and I will sheepishly admit that I wasn't as vocal about how important the love of God and the saving grace of Jesus has been in my life, particularly to the people that I know and love the most. Saint Francis is correct. Our actions demonstrating our love of God and neighbor are important. But the question Jesus asks is, who do you say I am? What will we tell Eva or show Eva? What will we tell Dawn? What will we tell the other children in our lives, or our friends, or our families? What will we tell them about Jesus and his love for us? Will we tell others that the love of and for Jesus, will we tell them what that love means in our lives? And then will we tell them that his love can be just as important in their lives too? Who will we say Jesus is? Amen.
While we consider those questions a little longer, I invite Annette to come forward. She's going to sing a solo this morning that I believe was the same one that she might have offered at Eva's grandmother's baptism not so long ago. When you're growing old,
And when you fell before me crying, Father, I have sinned, I picked you up and held you close again. You will always be a child in my eyes, and when you need some love, my arms are open wide. And even when you're growing old, I hope you
Now I'm going to invite the those who are to be baptized and those who are coming forward with them to please come up and join me. I'm going to invite you to come this way. And there, now we'll all be able to see together. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Do you desire to be baptized? Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? And now I ask both sides of the room, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to obey him as your Lord? And now I address all of the congregation, and I invite you to stand, if you would, for a moment as we offer this together. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support Don and Eva in their lives in Christ?
Let us now pray for Don and Eva, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open our hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, Almighty God and Father, for by the gift of water you nourish and sustain all living things.
Blessed be God forever.
We give you thanks that through the waters of the Red Sea you led your people out of slavery to freedom in the Promised Land.
Blessed be God forever.
We give you thanks for sending your Son Jesus. For us he was baptized by John in the River Jordan. For us he was anointed as Christ by your Holy Spirit. For us he suffered the baptism of his own death and resurrection, setting us free from the bondage of sin and death, and opening to us the joy and freedom of everlasting life. We give you thanks for your Holy Spirit, who teaches us and leads us into all truth, filling us with his gifts so that we might proclaim the gospel to all nations and serve you as a royal priesthood. We give you thanks, for you have called Don Maureen and Eva Ida Marie to new life through the waters of baptism. Now sanctify this water, that your servants who are washed in it may be made one with Christ in his death and resurrection, to be cleansed and delivered from all sin. Anoint them with your Holy Spirit and bring them to new birth in the family of your church, that they may become inheritors of your glorious kingdom. We give you praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Blessed are you, our strength and song,
and our salvation. Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by
the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons
loving your neighbor as yourself.
I will, God says.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all peoples and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation with and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?
I will, with God's help.
Don, I invite you to come over to this side with me for a moment, if you will. And if you could face me and sort of just lean in. Don Maureen Jewell, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Eva Ida Marie, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. And if you would come forward just a little closer to me, the two of you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon Don and Eva the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. And just a moment now. I'm going to move out of the way.
Dawn, receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. And Eva, receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into the light of Christ.
And I invite us to say together, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Before we move to the next slide, it has been the tradition in St. James that when such events as this take place, that we also provide a shawl as part of our shawl ministry to those who are being baptized. So I'm going to invite Valerie to do just that. I believe the red one is for Don. These prayer shawls have been made for a great number of years by members of the congregation who, on all of our behalf, certainly knit in the love that we feel for each of you as we welcome you to our midst. So God bless.
Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. Thank you. You can go back to your people, although I would like to... Actually, don't go back, because she's... We're going to walk around and say hello to everyone just in a moment, but you can blow out the candle. Okay. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
I invite you to take a moment to greet each other from where you are, of course, in Christ's name. And we will just kind of take a walk down the hall so you all have and can say hello to our new members as well. As we consider all that God has given us and we give back to God, I invite us to stand and sing together our offertory hymn, which is number 37, We'll Sing in the Morning. Let us pray together once again. Holy God, accept all we offer you this day. May we who are reconciled at this table bring wholeness to our broken world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, and the planets in their courses. And this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation. But we turn against you and betray your trust. And we turn against one another. Again and again, you call us to return. Through the prophets and sages, you reveal your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your son, born of a woman, to be our savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension, and we look with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this offering of your church, that we who eat and drink at this table may share the divine life of Christ our Lord. Glory to you. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray.
Thank you.
Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread. So may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into the kingdom. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. We are going to invite you to come forward for those of you that wish to receive communion. We are going to have Don and Debbie will be coming from the front down, so that those of you that are coming up from this side, you will receive bread from me in the center, and then you will receive wine if you wish from Bill. And then we ask you if you would go around that way. And for those of you on this side, we will do the same thing, where you will come and receive bread from me, and Valerie will have wine, and then we will ask you to go that way. So just follow along. What we will do first is, as we normally do, we will go to the choir members. So again, for those of you that wish to receive, as we start to move around, we invite you to come forward. We will, before that, though, sing together the Agnus Dei.
Thank you.
I invite you to stand with me once again as you are able. And let us pray once again. God of peace, in this Eucharist we have been reconciled to you and to our neighbors. May we who have been nourished by holy things always have the courage to forgive. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Our closing hymn is number 418, which is Draw the Circle Wide. At the end of the singing of this hymn, we will sing together our congregational benediction.